I'm just going to say it. Most women are not stuck because they're lazy or unmotivated. They're stuck because their metabolism has been undersupported for years without them even realizing it. And if you're in your 30s, 40s, or 50s, postpartum, perimenopausal, juggling 10 million responsibilities, these metabolic blockers hit even harder. So if you've been feeling like you're doing everything by the book, yet nothing is changing, this episode is going to feel like a giant exhale because nothing is wrong with you. Your metabolism just needs different input and different support. And once you understand this, everything gets easier. Let's dive in. Welcome to Well on Her Way, the podcast helping busy women cut through the noise of today's wellness industry to focus on what really moves the needle. I'm Dani Marenberg, nutritionist, women's health advocate, and mom juggling it all right alongside you. I know how overwhelming it is to do it all and still find time for you. Here, we're done with wellness that overwhelms. Each week, I break down the science, tune out the noise, and sit down with trusted experts to make health feel clear and doable for your real everyday life. You'll leave every episode with simple, sustainable steps you can use right away to feel your best and live with more clarity and confidence. Because wellness shouldn't feel like another full-time job, and you deserve to feel well on your way. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Well on Her Way. This month, we are doing our Real Results Reset series, a four-part series designed to help you rebuild momentum in a way that actually feels really good on your metabolism, your hormones, your energy, and your life as a busy woman. Today's episode is one I wish someone would have handed me in my 20s, and that is because we are talking all about the real metabolic blockers that make women feel like, I'm doing everything right, so why is nothing changing? You're eating clean, you're trying to watch your portions, you're squeezing in movement when you can, and yet your body feels stuck, like it just cannot get to what you want it to look like, to feel like. And I want to say this right at the start of the episode. Your metabolism is not broken. It's just undersupported. So often we feel as women like, oh, I just have a slow metabolism. I ruin my metabolism. That isn't necessarily true. And it's just that it's undersupported and you're not supporting it properly. So today we are going to walk through exactly why this happens, especially for women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, and what to do about it. So first, why do women feel so stuck? Most women blame themselves when their metabolism slows down. I'm not trying hard enough. My body just changed. This is just what happens after you have kids. Maybe I'm just someone who can't lose weight. But none of this is true. Your metabolism responds to what you give it. And for most women, the inputs that you give it have been inconsistent, underfueled, high stress, low recovery, low protein, sleep deprived, hormone shifting, and perfection driven but inconsistent in practice. You're striving for this perfection, yet you cannot attain it because who can attain perfection, right? And none of this is because you're doing anything wrong. It's just because nobody has taught you anything different and life is chaos sometimes. Your body isn't resisting change. It's protecting you. It is a protection mechanism. And once you understand what's blocking it, you can easily fix it. So today I want to uncover six metabolic blockers that when you bring awareness to those, you can start to identify which ones you're associating with and then put in habits around those to work out of it so that you can see the change that you want to see. So the first metabolic blocker is, it's a humongous one, and that is chronic undereating. This is such a big one. Women are chronically undereating without knowing they're even undereating. We're intentionally starving in some situations because we're busy, we're distracted, we're eating bites here, but we're not really eating full meals. And undereating can show up as skipping breakfast, having a really low appetite in the morning from stress or caffeine, or just ultimately training your body to not be hungry in the morning because you've tried not to eat breakfast in the morning. Eating clean, but not eating enough. This is a huge one. Like, we're eating really, really healthy foods, but we're not eating enough to really sustain our metabolism. Eating low protein is also another big one. Fast and convenient meals without enough nutrients. If you are relying more on eating out than, you know, building very easy, sustainable, throw together meals at home with ingredients that you know are in the food, then you're kind of relying on foods that oftentimes don't actually have full nutrient-rich ingredients. And then, who has ever dealt with overeating at night because you were undereating all day? I see this time and time again where it's like, well, I'm trying to be good all day, but then the night comes around and I am just ravenous. I'm eating everything. I'm eating a bedtime snack before I go to bed. Why am I doing that? It's because your body has been trained because of the under eating. Your body cannot burn fat consistently when it doesn't feel consistently fed. And when I ask a potential client or a client how many calories they think they're eating, I mean, it ranges. Some say 1,200 calories, some say 2,000 calories. But really, when we actually look at and uncover day over day over day how many calories they're eating, it sometimes looks something like this. Monday, 900 calories. Tuesday, 1,800 calories. Wednesday, 1,300 calories. Saturday, 2,200 calories. Sunday, 1,100 calories. That's not a fat loss deficit. That is metabolic confusion. And your body isn't sure if it is safe. And when it doesn't feel safe, it adapts, it slows down, and it holds on to energy to preserve in case it needs it, if it isn't getting fueled properly. Because with this lack of consistency in overall caloric intake, some days being low, 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 even below your BMR, and other days being high, it doesn't know what it's going to get. So it wants to store body fat to use as potential energy if there is a time that calories are too low and it needs to have that fast-acting energy to use. This is why so many women say, I eat less than my husband and I can't lose weight. It is not the amount. It is the inconsistency. Which brings me to metabolic blocker number two, which is protein intake, and how most women are eating too low of protein. Protein is the grown woman cheat code, in my opinion. It stabilizes blood sugar. It raises your metabolic rate. It supports your hormones. It builds the muscle that keeps your metabolism humming. And if you listened in the last episode, episode one of this series, we need muscle over cardio because the more muscle you have on your body, the more your metabolism is at work. And you can increase your metabolism the more muscle you have on your frame. But most women are unintentionally eating the equivalent of a couple eggs, a little bit of yogurt, and a chicken the size of a deck of cards, which lands them roughly around 40 to 60 grams of protein a day. If I'm working with a woman who has never really paid attention to her protein intake and she's just eating based off of calories, typically I see that range of protein be about 60 grams of protein a day, which for a lot of women is about half of what they should be consuming. And for some women, it's even less than half of what they should be consuming. Metabolic blocker number three is stress and cortisol. I know you've heard cortisol. It's a big buzzword, but cortisol is not necessarily an inherently bad. We need cortisol. But being a busy woman in today's society, cortisol has no rest days. We just are constantly living in this stress state, fight or flight, and stress alone can disrupt our sleep. It can raise cravings. It can increase belly fat storage and cause blood sugar swings. It can slow overall digestion, and it can also just really inhibit overall recovery, which we need if we're looking to lose body fat and build muscle. But here's the key. Stress is not just mental. Stress happens when we're under eating. It happens when we are over caffeinating, when we're undersleeping, when we're overtraining, and when we're doing everything for everyone else and we have that big, long mental to-do list that never seems to go away. All of that is stress. But again, it isn't just that mental to-do list. Under-eating is a big one because that puts stress on your body when you're not fueling it properly. So this is where we need to balance any sort of calorie deficit very well to promote fat loss, but not inhibit fat loss by increasing stress or cortisol too high. Cortisol is not the enemy here. It's just the unmanaged stress that is. Moving on to metabolic blocker number 4, low muscle mass, which, by the way, as we age, our muscle starts to decline if we are not doing something about it. And if you have been dieting for years, either intentionally or unintentionally, if you've had babies and haven't focused on protein, you probably have less muscle than you think. And the less muscle you have, the slower your metabolic rate. This is why two women can eat the exact same calories and get wildly different results. One can gain weight while the other can lose weight or look like they have these crazy body recomposition changes. Muscle is the difference. It all comes down to muscle mass. And so building muscle is key, especially in our 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. And the great news about it is that it's not too late to build muscle. You can start building muscle today and you're still going to reap the benefits from it. It's better to do it now than wait. But if you are in your 50s and you're like, I'm behind on building muscle, you're not. You can get started absolutely today and see these crazy changes that come from building muscle mass, especially as historically, just naturally, your body is going to decline in muscle mass as we age. Metabolic blocker number 5. This one is sometimes hard, speaking from a mom of a toddler, but that is poor sleep. And one night of poor sleep shifts your hunger hormones. Add on more nights of poor sleep, your metabolism literally cannot regulate itself properly. Sleep is a metabolic superpower. And frankly, moms do not get enough of it. Busy women do not get enough of it. Doesn't mean you're failing. It means that you are in survival. But if we can focus on what we can control, maybe that's not watching TV too late at night, scrolling on our phone before bed, going to bed too late, setting your alarm too early if you don't need to. These are all things that we can do to help promote a restful night's sleep and more hours of sleep and consistency. And last but not least, metabolic blocker number 6 are our lovely hormonal shifts. We're talking postpartum. Let me tell you, those hormones rocked me. Our hormones are really recalibrating a lot during this time too. In your 30s, you have a rising stress load that historically has been seen in women. In our 40s, not solely in our 40s, it can range even down to our 30s, but we experience hormonal shifts that come in the form of perimenopause. And in our 40s, 50s-ish, we have that menopausal transition. And none of these prevent fat loss. It may feel like they prevent fat loss, but none of them truly do prevent fat loss. They do make supporting your metabolism a non-negotiable, though. So this is where eating more protein, eating better carbs, aka fiber, more recovery, more nourishment, less punishment is key if you're in your 30s, 40s, and 50s. So I want to give you a quick little client example. I had a client come to me. She's in her 40s. She was not quite yet in perimenopause, but approaching it, and she's forward thinking about it. She is really struggling with losing any weight, and she had been in a previous program before mine where she was just cutting calories, cutting calories, cutting calories. No regard to what those calories look like. Just make sure you're eating this specific amount of calories. Oh, we're not seeing any fat loss. Let's drop the calories again. She got so low with her calorie intake. It was below her BMR, which is her basal metabolic rate, or her RMR, which is her resting metabolic rate. It's very similar things. That is a very, very scary place to be because that is signaling to your body that you are not in a safe zone. You're not fueling your body appropriately. And that's when it's going to want to hold on to body fat to use as energy if it needs to. So we made just a few tiny shifts using some of this information in this episode. Number one is we identified she had been under eating for 2+ years, just nonstop. So what we implemented was a reverse diet where we slowly built up her calories to her maintenance. Once we got there, we could then spend a little bit of time there, then enter a calorie deficit, which her body responded immediately. We paired that with macros and specifically looking at the right macro ranges for her body and not just calories. Because calories are one thing, but if you're not eating enough protein, you're not going to help with the muscle mass to help to increase your metabolism. If you aren't eating enough protein, you're not going to help with satiety and that feeling of fullness and your hunger hormones and ultimately get you through a future calorie deficit. Plus, she wasn't eating enough carbohydrates and she was eating too much fat. So when we made those slight tweaks, she was able to lose 12 pounds and 15 inches in 3 months of working together. And that was also through a reverse diet. That was through eating more before we even got her in her calorie deficit. We saw amazing results through that. So that's why I look at macros and not just calories, as well as what's called nutrition periodization and understanding where your metabolism is and how to work with it and your body and your hormones to get to you to really seeing this optimal result is so critical and key and important. And truly, I think so many women need to hear it, because we have been conditioned to think that we need to be just eating in a calorie deficit all the time to see results and maintain those results. And that is the worst piece of advice anybody could ever give you. So what should you do next? I want to give you 5 action steps that you can take away today to start implementing. Number one, eat consistent meals. This does not need to be perfect, does not need to be perfectly portioned macros and perfectly hitting your macro goals. It just needs to be consistent. You need to front load your protein. Number two, try to aim for, I like to say, 30 to 40 grams of protein at breakfast. It can really set the stage for your day, help with blood sugar regulation, help with that feeling of fullness. You won't be snacking throughout the day. You won't experience that late night, those late night cravings. Number three, anchor your day with 3 balanced meals. You can have more than 3 meals, but I want you to have 3 balanced meals that are protein rich, fiber rich. They have healthy fats in there in moderation, making sure that you're looking at overall macronutrients in your meals, not just calories. Number four, choose one recovery habit. Even if it's just for 5 minutes, something that's going to help to reduce your overall cortisol levels and help promote stress recovery in the body. That could be going for a walk. That could be silently sitting with yourself for 5 minutes. That could be doing a yoga class, anything to help with reducing your overall stress load on your body. And number five is repeat these consistently. Doesn't matter if they're perfect. Consistency beats intensity and perfection every single time. So eat consistent meals, front load your protein, anchor your day with 3 balanced meals, choose one recovery habit, and do those every single day. All right, my friend, this is your reminder that your metabolism is not broken. Your body is not stubborn. You're not starting over this January. You're simply removing what's been slowing you down. And in our next episode next week, we are going to dive into the exact structure I teach women to stay consistent without being rigid, even with kids, schedule changes, sickness, and with real life that we experience every single day. If this episode hit home, please send it to a friend who needs to hear it and could use a little extra support this January to feel the momentum, to keep it going throughout the rest of the year. And I would also love it if you took 2 seconds to leave a rating and review. I read all of them. I absolutely love reading and connecting with you all. They mean so much to me. And I will see you over in the next episode.